Hey, listener, you've clicked on the Jock and Nerd podcast. We have another very special episode. Kevin and Chris from 365 Flicks joined the show to talk about the DCEU, the DC Extended Universe, and we debate if Zack Snyder is actually any good. Let's go check it out.
It's the Jock and Nerd podcast with your hosts, Anthony and Imran.
Hey everyone, welcome back. This is the Jock and Nerd Podcast. Yahoo! My name is Imran.
My name's Anthony.
He's the jock.
He's the nerd.
We have some very, very special guests on this episode. You know, and we've talked to a bunch of really cool people, but look, out of all the guests so far, this is going to be the most special. Why? Look, if you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard us talk about these guys. You've heard these guys talk about us. You've heard us talk about these guys talking about us talking about these guys. It's been a complete meta thing. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Northumberland, finally part of the Tangent Bound Network, we have Kevin Haldon and Chris Richardson from 365 Flicks Podcast. What's up, fellas?
Yay!
How goes it?
We finally did this.
Finally.
After like 6 months.
All the way
I've literally
from
just come out the other side of the speed cannon, so...
Yeah, there
you go. There you go, already.
Dude, I wish we could go back and through the speed cannon and then do this again.
maybe in another 6 hours.
Listener, these guys, you've heard us talk about them. We play their promo. They're all the way in Northumberland. They have a great podcast called 365 Flicks Podcast where they talk about all things movie, geek out about movies. If you're a fan of movies, definitely check out their show. Lots of fun segments. But this is like meeting a pen pal because this is the first time that we've actually talked in person to each other. You know, we've had a long conversation over our shows. Who started?
Yeah,
who
how did this happen?
This is what I don't remember.
Me and Imran don't know how we got connected at all.
Do you know the story?
You started speaking about them first.
Yeah,
you started, I don't remember you saying how you actually started listening to
the mystery.
Well, we basically, I actually remember the story, and I was hoping you were going to ask.
Yeah, yeah, see?
All the way from Northumberland.
Terrific!
Yes.
You know what it is, though? The first time I ever heard you guys say Northumberland, that was just like, I thought I'd made it.
That's awesome.
No, hey, whenever you butcher someone's hometown, that means it's a term of endearment.
That's right.
No, Northumberland's on the map now, definitely. But it was like the 365 pod had joined up with the Musings of the Geek Network before we got on Tangent Bound and all that. We were on Musings. And I started, like, I went on Twitter and I done, like, you know, when you follow bait people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was, like, following all the other Musings podcasts. And then these different suggestions come up at the side. Jock and Nerd came up. And I was sat there, like, huh, what's this?
Huh.
So I went in the Twitter and I saw, like, your little write-up. And I was like, that sounds right up my street. So I put yous on and I've never stopped listening.
Awesome,
oh my
man.
God.
That's
have you?
Great.
So have you listened to every episode?
I would say I've probably listened to about 98% of
them.
Holy
maybe,
shit,
dude.
There's maybe one or two I've not listened to. The Daredevil one, which you keep referencing, because I still haven't watched
oh,
it.
Oh, dude, the season two is going to come up.
You're a piece of shit.
You're gonna catch up to Jessica Jones and Daredevil. Come on.
I'm trying so hard to watch it, but I keep getting two or three episodes in, and then I'm done. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, really?
Well,
wow.
No, but you can't. Here's the thing. You can't really binge watch that show. It's a little heavy. Like I said, I enjoyed watching three episodes a day instead of all the way through because
I think he's referencing that he doesn't like it. Though.
Whoa, is that what's going on?
Oh, shit. It's taken him a while, mind.
Yes,
hell,
has.
I watched it in about a week.
Yeah.
I would figure you would see that second, after that second episode, that hooks anybody in.
The hallway fight, man.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the raid? The raid scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. The raid scene, exactly.
I did like that. I liked it a lot, but it's D'Onofrio. He's taken too long to become what I want him to be.
Yeah, you have to keep watching, and then you'll get to what you want.
That's the point of a show with multiple episodes.
Two episodes in, he's taken too long.
Where's the fucking Kingpin? It's been an hour. Come on.
That's what it is.
You got to give it some time.
15 minutes in. Fuck, no Kingpin, I'm out. What the fuck is this shit?
What, he's wearing a black costume? Oh, what the fuck?
Black suit, fuck this shit. Fuck Evolution.
Yeah, we love the black suit. It's great.
We're just giving you our time. I can't believe you don't like it.
You got to give it, you take time.
I'll, you know what it is? Jessica Jones is coming, and I watched the trailer for that the other day, and it looks all right. So I'll watch Daredevil. I'll binge it.
Okay.
Get it done. I promise.
You do have to. It's a bit ridiculous, to be honest with you.
Because really, that Netflix shit, that's the best shit Marvel is making, I think, right now. Because it gives them all the control. It gives them enough time to put the story the way they want, you know, as opposed to a movie or like a 22-episode TV show that is written half at once and then half, and you don't know what's going to happen. This is a cohesive, long-ass, awesome movie.
Well, yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Imran's not one for hyperbole, saying it's the best thing they've ever done.
Yeah, guys, since you guys are on and this is a special show, I have a special surprise for you.
Oh?
You may like this. I'm calling up someone to join us on the show right now. And I think this fella will give us add a lot to the conversation. Let's see if he picks up just for you guys, because who isn't fans of...
You know what? Kev has been looking forward to this all day, just in case you did this very thing.
I didn't want to spoil it. Let's see if this is working. Come on. Come on, dude. Let me see.
I could not believe when he turned out to be a puppet.
Makes so much sense, though.
It makes more sense than anything else. Makes more sense than him being human.
It really does. It was. It just worked out perfectly.
He's inhuman.
When I went on the blab and I saw Rugboy, I was just like, no way.
Now, before you saw him, what was the picture in your head?
Yeah.
Just a homeless guy?
Just a homeless guy. Yeah, pretty much, right?
That's awesome.
Like, you know the start of South Park when they're dancing down the street singing the song? And you've got the homeless guy outside the cinema?
Yeah.
I thought that literally was Rugboy.
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Hey!
Hold on. There we go. Yay! Hey! This show is officially gone into fucking deranged wackiness. Here we go.
Oh, shit. All right. And nerd.
It wouldn't be a podcast without Rugboy.
Rugboy, these are our friends from across the pond.
You know these guys. It's Kevin and Chris from Northumberland.
We are.
I totally
took all the cockney and everything.
That's right. I totally surprised them. They were hoping that we'd call you, and I didn't tell them. And then I'm just like, I got a little surprise for you, fellas.
Yeah, dude, this has been a long time coming.
It has.
They just told the story of like who met who first, and it was Kevin found us, and then for the listener, like I guess I heard. And then how did I know that you guys were listening?
Yeah, how did you know that?
I don't know, because then I heard you guys talk about us, and then we talked about you, and then it just kept going back and forth.
Yeah, how did you find them, though?
Wasn't it a thing, Anthony, you were speaking about you'd been looking at the stats and what have you, and you saw someone in Northumberland. That's what it was, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. It's the jock and his analytical number fucking douchehead. Yeah.
You got excited because you'd crossed the pond.
Yeah, we're like, what's this?
Yeah, what is going on? You're right. I was pointing that out
on the
show.
That was definitely it.
I like the thing that Anthony's sitting in front of.
This polka dot blanket. Yeah,
yeah. I think that beach towel is really nice, dude.
Well, if you remember the story, it's a blanket I stole from some kid from the beach one day when we were leaving. I just kind of took it.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's like you could play Twister on the side if you were Spider-Man off those, you know, right foot yellow. And then
you're gonna need to put a picture of this again in the show notes.
God damn it! How many times I got to put a picture of a goddamn blanket in the show notes?
It's your damn psychedelic blanket.
I know. It's trippy. And then this is my magic carpet behind me because, you know, I'm Muslim and we all have magic carpets. And I'm
waiting for Aladdin to show up.
Yeah. Oh, Prince Ali, five years, he, Ali, Abab. I'm not going to sing. Sorry. Anyways.
What's going on?
I don't know. I wanted to start the show just talking about you guys, how you guys met, how the podcast started, and what you think of podcasting. Because I think you've been doing this a little over a year now. Is that right?
Just over a year. That's right.
Wow. Congratulations.
What's for our listeners?
Less than half the episodes you guys have done.
Well, we're going on a little bit of a rampage. I don't know what's going on over here. I just can't stop. I'm a little obsessed that these things, they just kind of snowball and happen. And we're like, okay, well, let's press record. There's another show. I don't know.
For our listeners that haven't heard 365 Flicks, you guys want to say in your own words what your podcast is about and kind of plug that shit?
Yeah, okay. We can try. Yeah, well, we like to talk about movies, obviously, and TV shows and comic books and anything geeky. So we've known each other for a long time now. So we got sick of talking to each other getting drunk. So we decided to talk to other people getting drunk. So our show is basically talking about movies, getting drunk, arguing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's about it, really.
I love it. Because initially, I was like, these guys, I think when I first heard
you guys,
it,
you said these guys are
like,
our doppelgangers.
These guys are us if we were born in England in an alternate universe. Right. I call you guys our doppelcasters, our little podcast pen pals, because really, it's just a thing of two dudes hanging out, geeking out over stuff and recording it and sharing it. And that's where this also started. So, like, I just felt a connection.
We had the website, we had like a blog site for a while where we were doing movie reviews because that's kind of where the name came from.
Yeah.
Because I was doing like the 365 challenge, you know, when you watch 365 movies in a year.
Holy crap, who does that?
Shit. Which, by the way, impossible.
Have you done that?
Eh?
Have you done that?
No, I didn't get halfway through because...
How far did you get?
I think I got about 4 months in and I'd missed about 10 movies in 4 months, so Jesus. I dropped it.
Wow. I don't even think I could. What movies would I pick to watch? Yeah. That's crazy.
Is there enough movies?
No, there's definitely enough movies.
What's the criteria?
Yeah.
Watch
are there some parameters?
If I hadn't seen it, I watched it.
So it could have been you've already seen before.
I did watch a few that I'd already seen because it started to get a bit thin on the ground. You know, when you look at some movies, you're like, yeah, I'm not watching that.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Yeah, that's the thing is you'd have to start watching just shitty movies just because you haven't seen them.
Yeah.
Like, I do that anyway.
Yeah, we do that for fun. Just hate watch shit. So then, how long did you have that website? How long are you guys doing that?
Website was going for about 2 years, wasn't it?
Was it 2 years? Was that long? Wow.
It was about 2 years. And because we kept going after the challenge just failed. Chris was chiming in with like a lot of different things. You were doing like top fives and why Spider-Man 2 was awesome and stuff like that.
Spider-Man
no,
2
just
was awesome.
Typical Imran stuff,
yeah,
Chris was doing.
Right on. This is why there are doppelcasters. Because one of them likes Spider-Man, the other one likes Batman. Oh, it's like one guy does all the work, the other guy just comes in and talks and leaves, just like us over here.
Oh, shit.
Go stroke a barbell.
Bro, so do you even podcast?
Sorry.
I've worked out a pretty good situation.
Yeah, I think
know.
You have. You got a nice gig over there.
You've got a great gig over there. I look at Chris and I'm jealous. I wouldn't mind just turning up and recording.
See, you guys have something in common. We have something in common. And then there's like commonalities. So let me ask you this. Recording a podcast is way easier than trying to write shit every fucking week.
It is. Yes,
definitely.
That's why we did it, wasn't it?
Yep, I can agree with that because I had a blog going on before this too, with a few college buddies, and we would write about sports, movies, all sorts of shit. And I was like, this is like writing just sucks. I hate writing. Like, what? Like, you have to like have good grammar and like you have to like put the period in the right place. And not that I can't do that, but I just like I don't want to do this anymore. It's too much time. I'd rather just talk and bullshit.
It gets knocky. Like,
yeah,
it does get knocky.
There's no chance of me writing anything that makes any sense.
Rugboy, is it possible? Is it physically possible for you to write, Rugboy?
Yeah, if I hold a pencil in my mouth.
But it just comes out gibberish. Like it could be like a help note, and it would just be like garbage or barbly.
I could put it in my Slack hole too, but then it would look really loose.
You'd need one of those like oversized life size pencils to shove in the Slack hole to even get any kind of torque on the thing to write a character.
Absolutely.
He would need to go like eraser first inside the Slack hole. So
you know what? That sounds hot, by the way. I don't know. Anybody else excited? Is that just me?
Okay. We call that. We call that the German twist. Us Felties.
Oh, shit.
The Felty community is well represented on the Jock and Nerd podcast. People love the Felties. So, that's what I love about this medium is that it's like it's a great creative expression and it's so direct. It's like you got it right there. You just need a little bit of notes, a little bit of structure.
It's pretty unfiltered, too.
Yeah, it's unfiltered. There's no, like, you don't have a boss. We don't have a boss. There's nobody telling us what we can't do. Do whatever the fuck we want. It's great. There's no, like, federal regulations yet, anyways. Who knows what's going to happen?
Now you know what it's like to be me. No boss.
I reckon after that last episode, there might be an embargo on us, like.
No. Why? What was your last episode was good. I love the JFK dudes one from Dallas Action.
That was interesting as hell.
We were meant to do a follow-up, was it through the week?
Well, it was supposed to be last weekend, and then it was supposed to be through the week.
That was our first guest, right?
Yeah, it was.
Are you guys trying to get into getting more guests, or are you going to keep it with just you two bullshitting and shit? Which is, I like when you guys just
it's a mix of both, because, you know, the other week when it got back to just you two guys, no offense, Red Boy, when it got back to just you two guys,
it was kind of
cool, it's just us again, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, sometimes you got to...
you got to take it back old school.
You got to strip it back to basics.
And I actually agree with you guys, actually.
Yo, Rugboy knows his place. He knows his dosage, recommended Rugboy dosage. We're all very well aware, and everyone's cool with it, right, Rugs?
Yeah, like, I don't think I should be really involved with, like, serious interviews.
Which is why why not? Yeah, why not? It's a good question.
I don't know. I think I would throw everybody off. I would immediately steamroll over everybody.
See, I disagree, though. Like, you actually ask really good questions. Like, you have really good interviewing skills, and it's just the right amount of wacky to take it over the edge. But then you're like, this fucking puppet just had a profound statement come out of his puppet hole. Like, what's going on? And I love that.
Okay.
This was the thing with me when Rugboy first came on and I kind of thought, oh, they've got some homeless guy that lives in his basement. I'm like, this is an amazing, like... I thought it was like a skit at first. I thought this is like really, really funny. But then he started coming up with some really profound stuff. And he started coming out with like things that nobody has any business knowing. And I'm like, okay, this isn't a skit anymore.
That's what I thought too. Honestly, Imran was like, hey, I'm going to have this dude named Rugboy on. And I thought it was a bit too. He surprised me and I was like, I don't know if this is going to work. And then when he came on and started spewing his garbage and then his actual knowledge mixed with the garbage, I was like, this guy's actually pretty awesome.
This is what I've discovered. I'm terrible with names. I was talking to Imran last night. There was a point in last night's podcast where we were supposed to talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and I literally forgot everybody's name on the show. So I was trying to like do a review without naming anybody, and I just completely just imploded.
You shit the bed on that.
That was scary. Yeah. He just had a fucking felty brain fart, and nothing. This, like all the stuffing fell out of your head for some reason.
I could never do this shit on my own. I could never. Like I have to just like piggyback on other people.
He usually has like he's never like at a loss for words either. So that was like it threw me off. I was like, "Holy fuck, this guy is—he's not saying anything right now." We gave him the reins, and he didn't want to do anything. He was like, "Someone take over, please."
As you guys all know, if you got to check the best of Rugboy, check us out on our Blab shows. Just go to jockandnerd.com/blab. It'll show you our latest replay, and there's a link to all.
Hearing him is one thing, but seeing him—it's
the icing on the cake, people. And you know, we go back 20 years. This is like an evolving. Rugboy for me even, and I kind of feel like he's like the Joker. Like Rugboy's been around since the beginning of eternity. He's like a fucking twisted foul-mouthed Dalai Lama who's just the entity of Rugboy moves and grows on. So I've known Rugboy for 20 years, but I have a feeling he's like centuries old.
Like Mumra.
Yeah, he's took a dip in the Lazarus pit and he's all fucking Ra's al Ghuling us out here. That's what's going on.
Rugs al Ghul.
So do you guys ever get a puppet?
I love it.
Rugs.
You guys think that you'll ever get a puppet just so you can like complete the trifecta?
I want one.
Oh yeah,
I want one.
I want one right now.
I would. I think we need a British rug boy, a British puppet for Rugboy to bounce off of.
It'd be Carpet Lad.
Oh,
using the DC naming convention.
That's true.
Lad at the end of
it.
Would you be okay if it was literally just a twig? Like, would you be okay with that?
A stick. You can
a stick.
Yeah, it'll be like Groot. Like it's a stick, and then like it's a little bigger branch, and then it's like a plant.
It evolves, yeah.
And then every time the plant gets bigger, and that would be hilarious.
Hmm.
Carpet Eater Lad. That's his name.
Like the highlight of my year.
I think Rugs. I think you just made their day. You made their year. And,
hey, I gave him permission to get a puppet.
Yeah, so. There you go. You got your felty, an official.
I
felty
basically
permission.
Passed my felty baton onto you. Which can be taken in two different ways.
I'll take it either way.
All right. That's my kind of guy.
These guys rule. All right.
Let's get into some news.
Yeah,
right?
Let's mash up our universes even further to where they're so blurred we don't know what fucking show this is anymore.
Right.
We got a couple of bits of news, and we're going to just geek out of stuff.
The jock.
Ah, goddammit.
Wrong button. Take two. Asshole.
Jock and Nerd. So really, I wanted to bring these guys on to talk about a little bit about the DCEU in particular.
This is all going to be DC sort of.
Because
focus,
we don't,
right?
We really haven't talked about anything about Batman vs. Superman, whatever's going on there. There's been stuff coming out.
We've hated on it a little.
We've hated on it. I've been kind of saving it for this show. So the first bit of news, and we talked about this in our last blab, and I think it's kind of substantial. The rumored budget for this goddamn movie follows Batman vs. Superman. Is this going to be the most expensive movie in history? $410 million? And does it, Zack Snyder, really? Is it good to trust him with all this money? I don't know.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Justified.
I mean,
you like Man of Steel, though, right?
We do. We're fans of Man of Steel.
We are.
We do. Like, I think Man of Steel is...
I'll defend Man of Steel.
Yeah, and that's going to be... Yeah, we'll
that's going to be a big debate.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that. I called it Zack Snyder Wars in the show notes.
I'm not entirely sure you want to get into that debate, though.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, that sounds like...
Could end in blood.
That sounds like he's throwing down the gauntlet there. But do you think this money is well... I mean... What? Why does he need so much money? I guess you need that much money for all.
Because you needed to make the fucking guy with the sticks coming out of his face.
Who's he talking about?
The bones. The guy. The guy who killed Superman.
I thought he's talking about Doomsday.
Doomsday, yeah.
Plus, apparently, Bats's armor uniform is all CGI. The whole thing.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yes. Hmm. I just read that in one of these articles that that armor costume is all
lame.
CGI. Right? Right?
Yeah.
That's what,
lame.
Watch what I'm saying. Why can't they just put him in a real costume?
Well, I don't know. I don't think that they could. Yeah, they could make
it. I heard that Tony Stark's costume all the time is Iron Man is always CGI most of the time.
Most of the time it is.
I mean, he just comes in to shoot like the interior helmet scenes and then he's like, where's my check? And then he leaves.
Yeah.
Right. No, I mean,
that's all audio
but look,
knows anymore.
You got, for powers, you got to have Superman animated and shit, so they have to fucking obviously spend money on that. Whatever destruction they're going to do, and you know they're going to do a lot, even though that everybody's chastised Snyder.
Yeah.
Still going to fucking go there and like just lay waste to any place that they fucking fight. So there's all that. And then you got you got Doomsday that's going to be CG, and I bet there's going to be underwater shit that's going to have to be animated in ocean.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Then you've got Wonder Woman, and then you've got... Like, probably a lot of, like, the Batmobile was probably had to be made.
But what about, I'm thinking of, like Avatar, dude. How is it more than Avatar where they had to make, everything was fucking, nothing was real.
Well, that's the thing. I think Avatar, nothing was real. Whereas this, they're mixing practical and real. Mm. So maybe making.
There's more star power, too.
Yeah, and there's more star power.
Fuckers.
There's a lot of names.
That's where I was going to go. Like, you know how they're saying the next two Avengers movies or the next three Avengers movies going to be like a billion budget or something?
Yeah, the Infinity Wars.
And and 200 million of that's going on Robert Downey Jr. Salary alone.
Yeah.
Right. So you have to wonder how much of this 400 million is actually going into the movie instead of to the stars. Yeah. You know, it's
not going to be on screen.
Affleck's going to be getting a big nut for that movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're building the franchise around him now.
Yep, he's trying to be their RDJ.
There's a ton of rumors that he is. Basically, he's going to be appearing in like a lot of.
He's going to be in like 15 of these fucking movies, dude. He's Batfleck for like the next 20 years now.
As he should be.
Did you hear though?
No, you should have Henry Cavill in there doing his thing.
Nobody gives a fuck about Henry Cavill anymore. I think Henry on the set was like, hey, what the fuck is going on with this Batman? I thought this was supposed to be my fucking second movie, you assholes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm all right with that.
They only paid Gal Gadot like $300,000 for her.
I heard it was $30. I don't know. That's what I heard.
$30.
That's a lot of shekels if you go to Israel.
It's true. You got to just go to the right
country. Translates over pretty well.
You can, listen, in Pakistan, you can live like a king for $30. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's all relative. So, all right, well, that's the budget is the budget. Hopefully.
Yeah, you brought this up twice, and there hasn't been any interesting discussion.
I've been trying to pull some kind of discussion out of this, and I get nothing.
The thing for me, like, I wasn't surprised at all when I read about the budget, because when you watch that last trailer, and even the trailer before it, it looks like there's been a shit ton of money being put into that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for them to turn around and say $400 million, given the stars they've got, I'm on board. I'm like, you know, I'm going to go and see that movie anyway, and I'm going to love it.
Yeah, I'll obviously go and see it, but do you not think that remade and, you know, all that kind of thing, people start to get pissed off with it?
Well, of course they do, but that's just... morons, as you call them, just idiots.
Yeah.
No, let them spend the money on making the movie the awesome show, the spectacular that we're going to see.
Yeah, but remember we said the other night, like, say, John Carter, Waterworld, where they came out and said, this, we're spending so much money on this, we're throwing everything at it and all that, and just people got pissed off with it and didn't go.
Yeah, and that's two good examples of huge flops with huge budgets.
Well, so. Waterworld was in trouble from the get-go.
Yeah, Waterworld had a lot of issues.
They had, like, directorial problems. They had Kevin Costner problems.
Yeah, you always have Kevin Costner problems.
Yeah. and John Carter just was...
The marketing behind it was bad.
Yeah, mismarketing.
They didn't have a big enough name in the movie, too. Nobody was going to go see Taylor Kitsch. Or whatever the fuck his name is.
Well, just the title. I think we had said this before, but just the title alone made you think this was a movie about like a president or something. It wasn't a Martian movie.
It's actually a fun movie. Like, I quite enjoyed it when I watched it. I was surprised. I was like, wow. I thought it was going to be a lot worse.
Seen about half an hour of it, and then I thought, ah, fuck that.
I love these guys.
I actually enjoyed it. But
yeah, Ruggs loves the
jam. Going back to the Taylor Kitsch, though, I mean, I'll watch anything with Taylor Kitsch in it. Friday Night Lights is my jam, you know?
Yeah, he likes
Did you see what was that, the board game movie Battleship? He was in that, right?
Yeah, that was terrible. That was like that.
He immediately rescinds his
However, Taylor Kitsch, Oscar.
well, I don't know. He's
he was also Gambit.
Was he? Oh yeah.
We don't talk about the Oscar.
That movie. We're in a complete agreement. That movie sucked, right?
Wolverine. Yeah, it did suck. Definitely. Yeah. Right,
good.
Did you actually see the work print copy before it came out?
No,
I didn't.
That was actually better than the movie.
Wow. How?
Oh, is that the one without the effects?
It had no special effects. You know, when like Wolverine gets hit by the car, the big lorry, and he rolls over the top.
Yeah.
It was like a crash test dummy because they hadn't done the effects yet, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I think that would save the movie. Like, those effects were so bad that just show me the shitty, the raw film. It's
unbelievable. We're going tangenting, which is fine, but it's unbelievable in that film that his claws look worse than the original three X-Men.
They're very rubbery. And
they look, they're complete CGI.
Yeah.
The version with the special effects looks fucking awful.
Yeah,
so, right.
You know. Yeah, give me the shitty version.
And did you know that Patrick Stewart was never really in that movie? That was a CGI Patrick Stewart.
Oh, really?
At the end, yeah. That's why he looks like a furball. Like, he looks weird.
Yeah, didn't it look creepy as hell?
He looked creepy, yeah. Because he wasn't actually on set. It was all CGI.
Hey, listen, we're both part of the Tangent Bound Network, so I think it's in our contract now to go on tangents. I think we have
nice.
To,
that's
right?
Very clever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark might get rid of us if we don't do it.
Yeah, that's right. He's gonna bust us. And we'll get to all that at the end of the show.
I love Rugboy's resting face. It's just like open. Like,
Rugboy, shut your mouth. We are not a codfish.
Just complete mouth breather.
You guys get that? You guys know that line? All right, see?
I don't get that line.
See? Anthony's a fucking jock, did not get that reference. It's from Mary Poppins, you douchebag.
You've never seen Mary Poppins, have you?
I've never seen Mary
You've never seen Mary Poppins? Wait a minute. That's just like the best fucking movie ever.
Really?
Well, how old are you? 75? Come on.
I mean, in terms of Disney musicals, like when you're a kid growing up, like it's. I just love those. I love those musicals. I don't know. There's a part of me that loves that shit because
you're very, very wrong.
Okay. Shut up. Anyways, moving on. I got another story here. Since you guys are Man of Steel fans, they've announced this prequel to Man of Steel called Krypton. On Sci-Fi, we don't know a lot about it, but David Goyer recently gave some updates to this, and he said it takes place 200 years before Man of Steel. So now, if you were pissed at Gotham that we're not going to see Batman because he's 12, this is 200 years before goddamn Superman even fucking is a sperm. So this will be the first, but he said this is the first DCTV actually tying into the film universe because they've been keeping things separate. They're treating it like it's a historical piece. We look back, previous cultures, of people. I don't know. They, you know, the beginning of Man of Steel obviously had that whole thing where you got to see Krypton, and that was really cool. I'd never seen that before. I thought that was, it was different. And, but does it deserve a whole TV series, you guys?
I think if you can actually tell something that's important about Superman through introducing, like, the civilization that he's from, like, even in Man of Steel, you don't really understand what exactly Krypton is all about.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you just kind of like, this is a stupid planet.
This is just some fucking crazy planet.
And nobody gives a shit that it's going to explode. Like, for some reason, these guys are so arrogant that they're like, fuck the planet exploding. Let's just fucking go out about life. Like, that would be the main thing I would be worried about every day that I found that out.
Yeah, it's like this. That's a good point, Rugboy, is, and we're maybe bleeding into Man of Steel talk, but Krypton, this is supposedly like this technologically advanced society, and no one except one asshole on the planet can detect that the planet's going to explode. Come on now. Come on.
Yeah.
That's
what I want to know.
So this prequel series is going to be like how it took 200 years for these people to become assholes, and this is how it happened.
I think it's supposed to be about arrogance. It's just all about who's more arrogant than the other guy.
But you know, they could set shit up that they could introduce into the DC movies evolved. You can set the seeds.
I think they've set it for 200 years in the past.
To
keep it so separate. So that they can just play
Northumberland, what says you about this show?
Do you not think they could start a load of bullshit like, oh, this planet's never going to blow up? You don't know.
Yeah.
A couple of winks and nudges.
Yeah. Like when you watch a Titanic drama.
It's
a Titanic, yeah.
It's like, what's going to happen.
The unblowable planet.
Yeah.
Do you not think they could start all that kind of bullshit? Like, the planet's not going anywhere.
What?
Do you guys?
Like, how long do you think that they? If you were to find out that your planet was going to explode, like how long of a if you're that advanced scientifically, like wouldn't you know like 100 years in advance or something?
Yeah.
Like we know that our planet's going to be fucking dust in like 1,000 years.
20 years.
Well, it's going to definitely be dust by then.
No, but do you guys think of? Do you guys get Sci-Fi Network in Northumberland?
We do.
That kind of scares me that it's on Sci-Fi.
That's a good point. The same network that gave us all the Sharknado. Right. So, you know.
Nothing wrong with Sharknado.
Nothing wrong with a good nothing wrong with a good Sharknado. I haven't seen the third one. I got to watch it. I heard it's even more awesome.
What do you guys think of it?
Totally honest with you, the only thing that gives me any hope for the series, and I mean any hope, is that it's on Sci-Fi. Because they can kind of just do what they want and just get away with it and... At least it's not on one of these like American three-lettered networks that are just going to buckle.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, they have Continuum now, which is kind of a cool show. They have some quality programming. They're starting to have some good shit. I think they're starting to see that maybe we need to be more than just a joke sci-fi channel.
But was Farscape on Sci-Fi?
I think it was.
That shit was awesome.
Yeah.
They still have no money to inject into the shows, though, which is a bit,
that's troubling.
I think, Imran, you raised the point of Continuum there. That's a good show. It looks good.
It's great.
It's not special effects heavy or anything like that.
I can't see Krypton being doing well. No, I don't have high hopes for this.
The budget thing is true. There's not a lot of money at Sci-Fi.
If this is a prequel to Man of Steel, that budget... That Krypton on Man of Steel looked like amazing. There's no way
you're not going to get that.
They're not replicating that. Visually, that looked.
And what have you.
There was a lot of thought.
This is what they're going to do. They're going to make like about 5 or 6 establishing shots of Krypton, like panning over the city, and then everything else is going to be cheap fucking sets.
Yeah,
you're right.
Absolutely. So. Whew, I don't know. I guess the only saving thing is they're trying to tie TV shows to their film universe, but
in the loosest way possible.
If you really want to do that, just put fucking Grant Gustin in the fucking movie. You assholes, what are you doing?
Yeah. I don't know. I would give Krypton a shot. I mean, I did see a trailer for it the other day.
Oh yeah.
I thought it looks all right. Might give it a go.
Yeah, I'll give it a couple
of episodes.
Give it a couple of episodes. All right. So that's good. Let's get to Zack Snyder Wars, because I'm excited.
This is the main topic.
Yeah, we're just going to get into it.
Doc and Nerd.
So let me set this one up, actually.
Okie dokie.
Me and Imran and Rug, well, Rug Boy sometimes, but me and Imran and a lot of our guests have all just been hating on Zack Snyder.
That's true. But every random fucking person we've been on has agreed with us, guys. So I'm just going to throw that out there.
This is actually a good balance because someone that's listening to our show that's actually been a Zack Snyder fan probably hates the fuck out of us or just stopped listening. So it's nice to have a different opinion. So guys, you guys both liked Man of Steel?
We did.
We both did.
I can't stop watching Rugboy. So
it's like the serious conversations coming out, so the arms are crossed.
No, we both liked Man of Steel.
Definitely.
We both still do.
And you know what? See, when that movie came out and everybody went to the cinema, everybody liked Man of Steel. Everybody was like, oh, this is a good movie. And then two months later, everybody fucking hated Man of Steel.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's slamming Zack Snyder. Everybody's having a go. But when that movie first came out, everybody liked it.
I beg to differ.
Rugs, that's a fantastic quote.
What do you got to say?
Well,
arms crossed.
Immediately when I went to see Man of Steel, this was my main issue, okay? Okay, besides what I said, what is my arms being
can
crossed?
Can I stop for a second? I have been able to, like, nothing Rug Boy does phases me, but I'm losing it right now. I can't even, he's gotten to me. He has his arms crossed like a scholar and a gentleman, and it's fucking fantastic. Okay, sorry, go ahead. You got me too, Rug Boy. That's well done. Congratulations.
Wowie zowie.
Okay, continue.
Good show, fine, sir.
Yes, standing ovation for crossed arms. Yay! Okay. I feel like... Oh, my God. Anyway, I don't even want to go there. And I'm going to insult the whole population of people. Anyway, so, Man of Steel.
Crying.
Let me get back to trying to remember what the fuck I was saying.
You went to the theater.
Oh, shit, Kevin's on the floor.
Okay, the first problem that I noticed with Man of Steel, which I just said before, was like, it's an advanced civilization, and nobody gives a fuck that the planet's exploding. Okay, that's Exhibit A. Exhibit B is that the minute they made that codex with all the DNA, they put it into Clark's DNA.
They shoved it into a Superman hole, yeah.
Shoved a million people inside Clark Kent. All right.
Yeah.
The minute they did that, the whole purpose that they wrote Zod for is completely not important.
Yeah.
Because they're both the same idea. Like, General Zod wants to preserve the Kryptonian race, and Clark is the embodiment of that.
Right.
So if Zod didn't come along and fucking ruin it, he probably would have done his birthright. He probably would have learned about Krypton and found a way to peacefully, you know, get the Kryptonians back. The point of him being there and forcing him and all of a sudden in that way, forcing Clark Kent to kill him or Superman or Kal-El or whatever the fuck you want to call him. Like, he forced his hand to, like, you know, make that decision not to have the Kryptonians. So fucking put that in your pipe and smoke it.
I get what you're saying. The film is not without its plot holes and without its...
But it's the main plot hole. It's the main story. You can have plot holes all over the place, just not in the same place that you're trying to go with everybody. You know?
I think the thing was Zack Snyder tried to come at it from the point of view that I don't really think anybody else, especially in the movie world, had really approached it. The fact that we should be scared of the man, we should fear... this alien who's come to our home world. I mean, that, for me, was the main basis of the movie. You know, you can take all the Krypton stuff, and I would just push it to the side, to be fair. But, yeah, I'm glad he came at it from that angle. I get what you're saying, Rug Boy. I do get what you're saying, even though you're a puppet.
I'm a Felty, by the
way. He's a Felty.
It's okay.
You're just a solid Rug Boy.
Oh,
yep. No. Yeah, but the P word is offensive. You got to be careful sometimes. He gets a little bit touchy sometimes.
Yeah.
More ways than one.
I'm not my idol and I'm upsetting him.
He's going to be outside the window in a minute.
Here's the thing. I agree that the film was divisive. When I saw it, I was like, I came out of the theater and I was like, I don't know how I feel about this movie.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciated the... What the fuck is he doing?
He's getting Rugs is getting a beer, man. That's all right. Sounded like a fridge. Oh, crap. He's armed. Rug Boy, where did you get that weapon? Why? Oh, boy. He's going to... Is this show going so bad that Rugs has just put a gun in his mouth? It's okay, Rugs. Don't do it.
I just wanted to mess with him. He insulted me to the point I wanted to kill myself.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck was I saying?
Though? I don't know anymore.
What the hell's going on?
You were saying...
What was I saying?
I don't know. You do it. Look,
yeah, how do you like it?
Here, you said you came out of that movie. You didn't know what to think about it.
Yeah, yeah. Because I could see the like Nolan's kind of influence on like the very serious, like Batman-y kind of... oh definitely, man, everything's yeah. very serious. We all look good, but we're serious. We don't laugh in this universe. I could appreciate the coming at it from like a real world angle. So I appreciate that. And I thought the acting for the most part was good, but fucking Zack Snyder is so goddamn heavy handed with all his shit that like the fight scenes were just, they always went like a minute too long. I felt like there was like, all right, we get it. They're hitting each other. Everything's like blowing up.
It's almost like brutality for the sake of
you almost became desensitized to it. It was just like, this is, it's cool, but is it that cool? Like you're seeing it too much.
I mean, that's
like the alien in Alien. Like if you see it,
yeah,
he's not as cool. So if you only get glimpses of the explosions and the power, that's awesome. But if you see it on full display throughout the whole movie, it's just like,
it's too much style, not enough substance.
Right.
For me, overall, it's not the content of the movie. It's me emotionally connecting to these movies. I did not find myself as like emotionally satisfied than from coming out of a Marvel movie. And not even how I wanted to feel from the original Chris Reeves Superman. Like that leaves you with a charming, hopeful, positive feeling. Now I understand they're trying to be dark. They're trying to play the alien angle. They're trying to set themselves apart. But I feel like they're digging themselves a hole a little bit. Because what happens when you have someone who's really silly named, which it's eventually going to happen, how do you fucking make that gritty and realistic without being silly about it?
Right. Let's let them... We're bashing this again, so let's let them defend the movie.
So when you sat and you watched that movie and you were sat in the cinema and it got to the point where Clark had to either let the humans die or break Zod's neck,
right.
That wasn't a payoff for you.
It made me mad because I think I've said this on the show before. Superman's whole like. His whole thing is he doesn't kill. So to waste that in the first movie as a motivation, I felt like that maybe like you could build up to a moment like that maybe like in a third or a fourth Superman where it's like he hasn't been killing. He's been showing this compassion for forever, even like to the craziest fucking villains.
I understand what they were trying to do.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Because the way I see the whole Zod fight is that, you know, Superman wants to try and stop him and try and knock him out. And maybe, like, you know, not kill him and maybe just capture him, but he can't do that. And then he realizes that this dude's not going to stop until I fucking kill him. But he could have done that in so many other cooler ways, number one. And he could have done it a lot sooner, I guess, because the fight just, if the fight didn't cause so much destruction, and like, if the fight would have taken place somewhere where nobody could have gotten hurt, and then eventually would have gotten to the city, and then he had to make that decision. But this was after like already like 20 million things have been destroyed. Yeah, then he's like, I gotta kill him. So yeah. I just thought that whole logic wasn't sound.
If he doesn't destroy the city and if he doesn't annihilate everything and the people on the civilians on the floor don't see the mass annihilation that he's caused, where do you go with your next movie? Why should we fear him if he's just had a fight out in the desert?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Because, you know, everybody sort of said after that movie came out, oh, Jesus Christ, all that destruction and everything like that. But then what we found out now is that that's leading into the next movie.
But
that's
was that the plan the whole time?
I think it was a knee-jerk reaction.
Let's just talk about Batman vs. Superman.
I don't think it was.
You guys think it was planned?
I think that was part of the plan.
Because how are you going to prop up Superman in the first movie to not even get to the part where he's Superman? Like, already in the second movie that comes out, he's already, like, people are fucking spray painting and hating on him already.
That I agree with, but I do think that when they were going to do a second Man of Steel movie, that was the plan. I think, yes, Batman was thrown in as an afterthought because they thought, you know what, Nolan's finished, let's get Batman in here. But I do think the second movie, that's where it was going.
Okay, well, yeah, if you're on the mindset that this wasn't a knee-jerk reaction, then I can see why you would think it's justified that Superman, that you would need to build towards Superman being this menace, this alien threat, and having all this destruction.
We have to be scared of him. We have to hate him. We have to think he's a threat.
Do you think that's the appropriate approach to Superman?
Why do we want to hate Superman?
Yeah, like, do you think the real world approach to him is appropriate?
If there was a real guy, if there was a real Superman, what would your reaction be honestly?
You would be scared, yes. But do you think that's the essence of Superman? Are you changing the fundamental character at this point?
I think it's just a fresh take.
The fresh take, okay.
For me, that's all it was.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's what was needed, though, because you know what you were saying earlier a few minutes ago, Anthony, where less is more and all that kind of thing. Now, I completely agree with you there. I mean, my favourite movie is Jaws, for fuck's sake. You go out there and you bring out a Superman movie in, what was it, 2013, 2012?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you go out there and bring out an artsy-fartsy Superman movie where you don't see fuck all, there's no destruction, which is what people want to see.
Like Bryan Singer did.
Exactly.
Well, that's a good point.
You go out there and bring one of those movies out, nobody's going to see it.
No.
A few people that I know didn't go and see Man of Steel because they said, no, Superman's a boring character.
Yep.
You can't touch him. You know, you can't beat him. He's indestructible and all that. So what are you going to go for? Because nothing's going to happen. Well, so you go and bring out a Superman movie like that, nobody's going to see it.
Nah.
I think that the Donner movie, the first one,
yeah,
what it did was nobody knew that Superman was an alien off the bat. Until Lois Lane got that interview, nobody knew shit about Superman. There was no reason to fear him as an alien thing. And I think they kind of had that alien thing out there before, so then that fear was a little bit different.
But in the Donna universe, I don't remember there being a lot of fear. Everybody's kind of embraced Superman.
And, yeah, they look up to
him. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I don't rate the Richard Donner Supermans at all. I think the first one was kind of lightning in the bottle, and then the rest of them were just utter crap.
Well, they fucked with the sequel a lot. Pretty much filmed the first two movies, and then they redid it.
Did you notice in the sequel he kills Zod?
Yeah, he does.
In Superman 2.
He kills Zod.
Of course.
He drops him down that, like, whole thing or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Well, like, he just slides. It turns into a slide.
Oh yeah.
Lands into a bunch of like. Yeah.
But I mean, it also takes the cellophane S off his chest and throws it at
Those movies is mostly nostalgia for me.
And the cellophane preserves it for later, so it's fresh.
It's good. So you're in a freezer.
But here's the thing about Superman that we've seen an example sort of with Marvel of how you can make a charming, perfect guy still watchable. They do that with Captain America all the time. So you don't need to make Superman this dark alien to make him interesting.
But that's the thing. They already nailed it on the head with Captain America. So now they have to take a different standpoint.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It's just moving forward. Like, what happens to this character? Like, Henry Cavill is nailing it. And he's done a great job with what he has. But where will Batman versus Superman end? Where do you think they're going to position Superman? Is he going to have a hero turn? Because otherwise, how do you use him? And are we going to see him outside of the Justice League movies?
Well, I think DCWB kind of just confirmed that, didn't they? They just don't care.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck's stuff.
Ben Affleck's
you know, unfortunately, I think you're right. That's he's just been completely screwed over because...
Oh, big time. Big
you know,
time.
He deserved to have a sequel,
yeah,
a standalone sequel.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Let's take it to sort of a Zack Snyder more... focus. Do you guys like Zack Snyder movies?
Yes.
Yeah.
All of
yeah.
them. You like all of them?
Even Sucker Punch.
You know what? No, I knew you were going to say this because I heard Anthony say it in one episode.
I think it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. Okay, go ahead.
I really enjoy Sucker Punch.
What the fuck is that movie about? Tell me now.
I don't think it's really about anything. It's just Zack Snyder saying, look what I can
do. Look at all the cool shit I made on my computer at home in college.
Exactly, but sometimes that's all you need.
You need a fucking story, though. Come on.
No, you don't.
No,
you don't.
You need
some kick-ass chicks. That's all I need.
That movie could have been a music video, and I would have been happy.
That's what I'm saying. Make a music video.
Don't make a movie.
It practically was a music video. when she's having the big fight with the giant and the Bjork music comes on, and straight away I'm just like, this movie's amazing.
I love that Kev can appreciate things for what they are, though. That's great.
I'm not looking for high cinema.
I actually own Sucker Punch.
What? Do you like it?
How can you dislike it?
Well, I this is what happened. I saw it in the movies, and then I heard that there was an extended edition that they cut stuff out. And I was like, all right, maybe it's the reason why it sucks is because they cut all the shit out.
And?
So I was like, let me watch it. Maybe there's more story, and it'll explain all the what-the-fuck shit that they did. And it's even worse because it's longer.
Oh, yeah, the extended cut just makes it even more convoluted. It doesn't help. Yeah,
it does not.
So do you guys like Zack Snyder just because of his visuals, or do you think he's actually like brings the best out of his actors and actually like makes a connection? Like, we always feel like his films are flat. So what do you guys think?
Performance-wise.
Yeah, performance-wise.
I would say the visuals is a big part of it for me. What do you think about the performance?
I think until Man of Steel, and I know yous are going to bash me, but I think until Man of Steel, he's never really focused on his characters. Maybe Watchmen a little bit, but the content was already there. He just went panel to screen in that movie.
Yep.
Which again, I think Watchmen is. I think it's an amazing film.
I love it for that. I love it for the translation, but yeah. I didn't care about the characters.
The only guy that I liked was Rorschach, right?
Yeah, Rorschach. Oh, Rorschach was awesome, and you can't.
But he's an unbelievably written character.
Yes, that's straight just because who he was from the books.
Right.
I liked Zack Snyder from the first time I saw that Dawn of the Dead movie.
Yeah, we forget that Dawn of the Dead.
That fucking movie is, that's better than Walking Dead in some ways. Just the way the terror of it is. That first 10 minutes of that movie, it will fucking. Will make your balls shrink up into your throat and like hang out with your uvula.
Wait, show us your uvula. There it is.
That's
his uvula.
My testicles right there.
Rock boy's uvula. My new favorite word.
Wait, that was the one with Ving Rhames?
Yeah,
that was actually, I forgot that he had done that before 300. That's actually a really good movie.
I love 300 too. 300. I like Watchmen.
300 I really liked. After that, I've been very...
Then Man of Steel, I don't like that as much. And then Sucker Punch, I like the least, I think.
I'm wondering if Ben Affleck he's just going to let Ben be Ben in directing his performance. He's probably not even telling him to do anything. He's just
I've read things online that WB's pretty happy with Man of Steel. Or not Man of Steel, Batman versus Superman.
They say it got a standard ovation.
I saw that.
But those are all the people that worked on the movie.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like they kind of have to say this.
Well,
but
I don't know if the Fantastic Four cast gave a standing ovation to that final cut. They were probably like, get me the fuck out.
They were being held at gunpoint to stand up and clap by the end of that movie.
I think it's probably just because the movie's amazing. If I'm honest.
Really? Are you happy with the DC universe kind of the way they're going? What they're building towards?
I like the fact everybody pisses and moans and they're saying that they're trying to catch up with Marvel, which, let's be honest, they are trying to catch up with Marvel. That's neither here nor there. But I love the fact that they went the other way. So instead of doing the origins, the solo movies, we're going to get a big team-up movie and then we'll get some like solo movies. I like that. And I think that's a fresh way to do it, and I think DC's done it the right way.
I feel like, again, all of this, it comes down to DC tends to not have any faith in its characters. It all seems reactionary. It all seems like, fuck, they beat us to doing it that way. Let's just do it backwards. Instead of maybe putting a little bit more thought into bringing the characters to life.
Smarter. Just look at what happened to Green Lantern. I mean, come on. They like obviously don't know what to do with them sometimes.
I would say DC... they've obviously, you brought up Green Lantern. The only thing they've been successful with is Batman, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So they've basically decided the only way we can make our characters successful is we make all of them Batman.
Make everything Batman.
Yeah. So that's what kind of worries me is Superman, his tone is not Batman. Like, he's the opposite of Batman.
No.
So
this movie's getting hijacked, though, by fucking Batman and everyone
Batman.
Else.
It is. And as I said before, you know, there should have been a Man of Steel 2 before they started doing all their team-up movies.
We said that from the start.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I think the whole point of this movie is everybody's fears are realized. Superman's a threat. Batman acknowledges this. But then it puts everything into perspective because all of a sudden there's all these other power people that are from Earth. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Aquaman. Or supposedly maybe they're Kryptonian. Who knows? We don't know that yet. But there's more than just him to worry about. And they're like, let's fucking at least have one guy on our side. And then everybody's going to rally behind Superman at the end of this movie.
He's going to come good. It's Superman. He's going to come good just when he does, when you do it, you know?
I'll tell you some of the things I do like of some of this news that's been coming out. I'll have this link in the show notes, listener. It's regarding the costume design and the details and the amount of work that went into the costume designer. Michael Wilkinson is the costume designer, and there's an awesome little video that he talks about the little touches of detail. For example, how they wanted Superman's costume to look more alien.
Right.
There's Kryptonian script. You can't even see it, but he's added Kryptonian script on the thing. They tweaked the S a little bit.
You can't even see it?
No, but it's in there.
What's the point? I don't know. What did you just say?
What is the fucking point? I'm not sure. In the video, they highlight it. But I'm like, there's no way anybody would know that's fucking there anyways.
So DC costumes are really good.
Yeah, they want some like alien texture.
The costumes look good.
And then contrast like Superman's body type to this fucking huge hulking Batman that looks like he's straight out of The Dark Knight Returns. He looks like a Frank Miller drawing. He's got the short ears and the big fat bat, and it's a fabric costume for once.
Well, they also wanted Ben Affleck. He was Ben Affleck 6'3 and Cavill 6'1. I remember Snyder saying he wanted someone that would be physically imposing over Superman, because you know that Superman is actually the stronger one, but you wanted someone that looked more physically imposing.
And they've made this cowl that he can actually turn his fucking head finally, like complete freedom. So, and then Wonder Woman's Amazon costume, I think it looks great.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, these costumes are unbelievably good.
Yeah.
I think they're better than a lot of the Marvel costumes.
I mean, I agree. It's up there with no disrespect to Mr. Andy Park, who's their costume character designer, who's awesome. Over at Marvel, but this Michael Wilkinson nailed this, dude. He fucking, it's great.
Yeah.
They are looking fantastic. They're all looking good.
I like
even
the go ahead.
Even Khal Drogo's kind of image right now. Khal Drogo, Jason Momoa's
image. Yeah,
he's looking pretty badass.
He looks good too. I like the touches on Batman's uniform where it looks like his uniform has like Kevlar kind of thing going on, like a fabric-y Kevlar, but you could see like the scratches on his uniform, like he's been in battle for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, and Affleck just looks huge, dude.
Yeah, he looks big.
Is he really big?
Those muscles are you know, since they're front part of the
suit. Like, right. They're like they're like Rugboy's arms.
It's a beast, man.
Rugboy could look like that with the proper costume, right, Rugs?
Yeah. I could get a costume with muscles on it.
Here's what I don't like about
the
costume.
They sell those kid costumes with the muscles.
Yeah, with those fake muscles. Isn't the story about the Flash that it's a tech-based suit and possibly does not have anything to do with the Speed Force?
Right, I'm not happy with that.
That is fucking bullshit.
There's rumors, that they might distinguish from the TV. Yeah.
The movie Flash is going to be a dude in a tech suit?
Yeah, and not have Speed Force or anything.
Oh, fuck that. Right? I want the urine force.
Yeah. P-Force all the way.
Yeah.
Listen, Rugboy called that. We're going to talk about the TV shows, but Rugboy totally called what the white lightning was behind Barry Allen.
Now he can throw it.
It's electrified urine coming out of there, and that's how he stopped.
That's why it's yellow.
That's how he stopped. What's his face?
He's always peeing.
That's a lot of electrolytes in Gatorade he drinks. It's got to go somewhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Should we get to any final thoughts on Snyder from you guys or from?
I think we both put on our sides very well. It was good. It's kind of even. And
let's see what they got to say though. Any final defenses from Man of Steel or Zack Snyder?
Rugboy again.
Oh, you're watching him again.
Rugboy, work your groin, Rugboy.
I think the thing with Snyder, you know what? Everybody's bashed him from the start. They've really had a go at him because supposedly they didn't like Man of Steel when they came out of the cinema. I still call bullshit on that. They're all saying it was knee-jerk, reactionary, like that you guys agree with. I still say it was going to be part of the plan. I think the whole Batman versus Superman was reactionary, but I still think that's where they were going with Man of Steel 2. Just let's all just go and see Batman versus Superman.
Okay.
Let's just love it, because we all know we're going to love it.
Oh, we're going to watch it.
Yeah. And then you know what? If you don't love it, 2 months later you've got Suicide Squad. Shit, a month later you've got Civil War.
Yeah.
And then 2 months later you've got Suicide Squad, which looks like it's just going to be the boss.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Because neither of them are going to touch Civil War anyway. So.
Yeah,
wow.
That's awesome.
But
I thought you guys were united in your defense. What are you doing here?
Let me ask this question. Do you think that, you think that you're going to like Man of Steel? I mean, the Batman versus Superman. Keep saying Man of Steel. But do you think you're going to like it because it visually satisfied you or because it covered all the right things and it hit every note properly?
Will the story have heart?
Like, do you think it's going to be a good movie or is it going to be a fun movie? Like, to watch?
It's going to be a fun movie. I don't see it having a lot of heart, to be honest.
Will it have one joke? At least one fucking guy smiling just for a second.
Exactly.
That's all I want.
I think it's going to be a great movie.
Oh, wow.
As long as it doesn't have Peter Parker dancing.
Jesus Christ. But you've got Jeremy Irons playing Alfred, and yeah. You know, you might have a laugh instead of Michael Caine crying all the time.
You,
know.
You got some heavy hitters.
At least Michael Caine's not in it.
That's, yeah.
Oh, listen, wow.
Listen,
they don't like Michael Caine.
I'm all in for Batfleck. I want to see his movies. I want to see his directed and acted Batman movies. That's I'm really excited for because the guy has a good track record when he directs and acts in movies.
What you've just said there, Imran, is everybody was like, who's going to play the next Batman? Who's going to play the next Batman? Everybody was scratching their heads. And I said very early on, I'd like to see Ben Affleck have a crack at it. Because back in the day when he made Daredevil, which I would never defend, but back in the day when he made that, he said he made Daredevil purely because Batman had already been made.
Yeah.
So this is the film he's been waiting for. This is his passion project.
Yeah.
And he's going to be fucking awesome.
I think it'll be really good.
I'm not a Batfleck hater at all.
Yeah, because Daredevil is kind of like Marvel's Batman, and I could see why he was attracted to that property.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And now he gets to just do a Batman movie. That's great.
And he's going to be kick-ass.
Yeah.
I agree. I think he will be.
And like you say, he's never put a foot wrong when writing and directing yet.
No.
So
just keep Zach on those other fucking two movies away from these Batman movies. I mean, he should.
So do you guys think that we'll ever see a Man of Steel 2?
Yeah, I think you will.
Yeah?
Yeah, eventually. I think that you there's a lot of stuff that they can...
Batman versus Superman does well, it's going to be Man of Steel and Batman's going to make a cameo. That's how they're going to do it.
I'd be happy with that.
I feel like they're just going to put Batman in every fucking DCEU movie. They're going to try to shoehorn his ass in every movie, but that could be a cool connecting thread, too,
I mean, if there's any character that would be have his fingers all over everything,
it would be
it's just fucking
it
Bruce Wayne's dumb ass. Like, yeah, he'd be involved up everyone's ass. Like, he's looking for plots and schemes to, like, fight all these people.
Yeah, imagine,
Do you not, do you not think Superman would be the one helping out and getting involved?
Superman would be very trusting, though, right? He'd be like, I trust that they're doing the right thing, whereas Batman be like, let me actually
That's
see.
How Batman... that was in this one article how Zack Snyder actually was talking about how Batman has the advantage. It's because Supes is such a good guy, and Batman can fight a little dirty. He can go past that one line that Superman may or may not go, which ultimately would give him the edge, and I believe he's going to find some kryptonite. But the thing is, like, even in the comic books, like that Babel storyline, Batman has the goods on all these fuckers. He's the one guy who is human. He's like, holy shit, I need to know everyone's weakness and I need to be ready at any moment because I'm a human and these people are gods. They're aliens. They could go rogue at any moment. So that's why I do agree. Like, he is the touch point.
You know what I think is funny about this? Is that if you read The Dark Knight Returns, you know, the President of the United States, he's totally backing Superman because Batman's a loose cannon.
Yep.
But in the world that they've created in Man of Steel,
it's the opposite.
It's almost like the humans are going to rally behind Batman because he's one of us, and you want him to be the pinnacle of humanity.
Ooh, that's interesting.
There is a lot of imagery in the trailer, you know, where people are looking up at the sky and he's all godlike and all that kind of thing. Do you think maybe there's more to it than?
Oh, there's more too.
You know,
there's definitely they're definitely going with the Superman either being like Jesus.
Well, plus,
he's either worshipped or you're like, you know, fuck this guy, let's crucify
him. Exactly. Any cult like situation will have both sides, and so they can have fun playing those both sides. And it looks like they're doing like the Day of the Dead shot looks fucking awesome in the trailer. Like the trailer looks great.
The trailer's good,
and
the trailer's
really good. Haven't seen Batfleck do anything yet in terms of talking and emoting, you know, at once instead of voiceover.
All you heard was, the voiceover. Do you believe?
Yeah. Like, I want, like, I think
he's asking Wonder Woman that.
Oh, holy shit.
Oh, shit. And I think that's a good segue to move on to our next section. The Jock and Nerd Podcast. Jock and Nerd.
Strap yourselves in, you fucks. Spoiler time!
I had to play the spoiler alert because I also wanted to ask you guys what you think about the other part of the DCEU being the stuff they always kill at. Their small screen stuff.
Right.
Specifically the TV shows, Flash and Arrow. I know you guys are fans.
We're taking it old school too because you guys probably started listening to us when we were doing the weekly TV show
reviews.
That's
how we started, man.
So we want to get your guys' thoughts.
So as of this recording, we're like, there's like three or four episodes in.
Three or four.
Because I don't know when whenever this comes out, will come out. But so we're early on in the season. Which one do we want to start with?
Well, let's just get their thoughts on both shows overall. Like, not even just this season, but just thoughts. Because we, you know, we do the weekly
TV shows, and the shows are kind of like a shared universe now.
Right. So you got anyone? Yeah, you can do Flash, Arrow, whatever you want to do.
Arrow, I absolutely love.
Nice.
I am struggling with the Flash, though.
Really?
You text the other night.
I don't know. I don't know. I was really enjoying the, or you know, I really enjoyed the first season.
Yeah.
And then it came back. I'm only three episodes in. I think I'm an episode behind you guys.
I think it's three episodes in anyway. So I think you're.
I think you've watched two. I've watched the three. You've watched two.
Right. Yeah. The last one I saw was with the other Flash.
Okay.
Flash. I don't know. Balky Flash. His name.
We call him Balky Flash because he looks like the guy from Perfect Strangers, which is an 80s sitcom that nobody's watched and nobody knows what the fuck we're talking about.
Don't be ridiculous because
I'm an old fucking man. Anyways.
Dude, do people get that joke though?
I get it. Nobody else gets it. Don't be ridiculous, cousin Larry. It's a good Balky.
Okay, let's move on.
No, what do you mean, Flash?
I'm struggling with the Flash. I don't know why, this season I'm just not feeling it at all.
You know what? I think I kind of agree with that, and I think this is why. I think they set us up for such huge things that first season that they're kind of ramping back up to the craziness.
Yeah.
I was like, you already took us this far. Like, they did so much shit that first season. We saw Grodd. We saw the Reverse Flash. We saw Captain Cold. All the Rogues. Like, that's a lot for one fucking season. What are they saving? And now it's like they've kind of shifted down a gear.
I just want to point out, like, you get really red. Like, you don't breathe when you start going on.
What's breathing?
One day he's just gonna keel over.
I will.
This is like what I was just totally looking forward to. Just Imran going on his little, like, just doesn't stop talking. And I wanted to see what he did. Like, if he just got a brown bag out when he, like, took a second and, like, just go for it, you know?
This e-cig is, I've put oxygen in here now. And I'm vaping pure O2.
Like, his veins are coming out of his neck. It's like, oh, my God, like, breathe. Just relax.
No, I don't want to relax.
You damn mouth breather.
You want to know what I think about... Since we're talking about the Flash and whatever, I'm going to agree with this dude.
This dude.
At the end of the season one, there was this fucking cataclysmic, super gigantic wormhole, and he fucking stopped that, like, no problem.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, he can do everything. All right, so nothing should be a problem for this guy. So you're kind of, like, not even worried about him, like, being able to, like, overcome the odds.
Yeah,
I can see where you're going.
He didn't destroy it though, did he?
He needed help. Yeah,
well, he didn't really destroy. He caused 52 of them.
That's a good point.
He hasn't really closed. He just closed the one big one.
There's a bunch of little ones. World.
I mean, both of these shows, I think, this is what I was afraid of, is them trying to set up Legends of Tomorrow. How are they going to juggle all this shit? And we're seeing this. There's new characters here. This person's coming back from the dead here. This person's going to be a good guy over here. You kind of lose some of the main threads of the character storylines. But do you think this third show is going to cause problems with the writing of these shows?
What you're just saying there, I watched a video on YouTube the other day, this guy that I watch every now and then, and he was talking about they're basically filming Flash, Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow all at the same time.
Yep.
And he's like, so you've got all these characters on one big set filming different shows.
Whoa.
And he's kind of like, how crazy is that? Like, how is that even logistically possible? Like, is it going to work?
That's a good point.
And it does, like, when I saw that and I heard him saying it, I was kind of like, oh, shit.
It could be a fucking clusterfuck if it's not managed properly.
Yeah,
it could be.
Chris, you said you liked Arrow a lot.
I do like Arrow, yeah.
What have you liked, like, every season the same? Or, like, what are your thoughts so far
in every season? I would say the last season, what are we on now, five?
Round four.
Season three is probably the weakest season. Yeah. I did still enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I would say the best season so far was season two.
Season two was awesome.
I think this season's pretty good. It's a pretty good start for this season over last season.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, they're definitely going the right area. They're going the right angle.
Well, they're making him less dark, like less...
Yeah.
He's not as depressed as he used to be.
Yeah, that gets old after a while.
It gets hard.
They're trying to brighten it up a little bit.
I want him to grow the beard.
but he's Batman, so.
That's the thing. He is. That show should just be called fucking
Well, now
Batman.
That they're moving him away from being Batman. Because like, even his inflection, like when he talks now, is a lot like.
It's brighter. Lighter. Yeah, it's lighter. Brighter.
Yeah, yeah. He's like happier.
Well, they're going to try to introduce like the mayor storyline, which is from the comic books. I think I would love to see a blonde beard on him, like in with the goatee, like the curly, like he has in the comic books rugs. That's
he,
what you want.
Where he becomes straight.
Not
liberal.
The Van Dyke.
Oh, you know what the Van Dyke?
Because it kind of looks weird that he's got that just the stubble all the time.
Wouldn't that just give you away though if you had a fucking beard and you see this guy in the street? He's like, hey, are you sure you're not the Green Arrow? You have the same fucking Van Dyke beard dude has.
They should go to Brooklyn and fucking just. Take all those guys in for questioning immediately. It's all over the place.
Yeah, all the hipsters are secretly superheroes.
Green Arrow was basically a hipster before like hipsters were a thing, right? He was like very liberal in the comics.
Yeah, he kind of was.
Yeah, he swung both ways.
Oh, shit.
Hot.
I've got a little bit of a quick question.
Go ahead.
It doesn't necessarily mean anything, but who do you think's in the grave? Who do you think?
See, at first I thought, they want us to think it's Felicity. And then I thought maybe it's Detective Lance because something went wrong with his deal with Dark. Because Lance, I don't think he really wants to be the bad guy. But whoever it is, Anthony, you mentioned, like, it makes Oliver want to kill again.
Yeah.
And I feel
I think
like
it should be Thea.
I want it to be bad. I would be okay with that. She's getting a little bit annoying with her I'm feral and like I just don't buy it when she gets mad and rages. I'm like, I'm not buying your performance, girl. I'm sorry. Like it's just laughable.
She's not great, like.
No.
How about maybe it's Diggle?
Oh fuck, if it was Diggle.
That's where I'm sitting right now.
Really?
Yeah, he's a bit of a whiny bitch in this season so far, isn't he really?
It's almost like they're setting him up for a fall.
Yeah.
They kind of resolved that in this last episode, but yeah, there's that conversation.
And he's not a comic book character either, so it's not like...
Was he not in the comic books? Did they invent him for this?
He invented it for a show.
Ooh, so they could... Oh, man. Plus, Rugboy's got a smoke. You need a light there, Rugs? Listen, it's bad for your health. Smoke these e-cigs. Man, because they're setting him up with the baby, with the discussions with his wife and how much that means, and his brother, and he's getting closer to the hive thing. I don't know. I love that misdirect. I hope that that's like the last scene of the season and it all – because they mentioned Zoom and
– it's probably going to be like the second to last episode.
Yeah.
Because they mentioned Zoom, so you'd assume that Flash and Zoom will have their final conflict in the last episode. And Flash shows up in that scene. Where
afterwards.
Like, so – it's probably like second or third to last.
That was a fucking great ending for the opening. Like, that's kind of what Flash needed. I thought that Flash first episode should have been the last episode of last season. And it should have ended with Teddy Sears showing up going, I'm Jake Eric, your world's in trouble. That should have been last season.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm basically anyone but Felicity in the grave. I don't care who the fuck it is as long as it's not Felicity.
I don't think it's Felicity.
She's awesome. I mean, she last season she was kind of shitty, in my opinion. They took her.
They didn't really give her a lot to do.
Well, they made her not Felicity anymore. Yeah. But now she's back to being Felicity this year, and the OG line is good.
They just kind of made her want to bang two guys, and I'm with you there.
I forgot that she just wanted to bang both
dudes.
She's
just playing them. Yeah. I think she's better with Ray Palmer. Like, I don't see the chemistry with Oliver, and Ray's going to come back. Of course. Now he's got to come back. That's another episode of the show.
Well, that's, I think, what the code, you know, the...
Yeah, we didn't talk about this yesterday. The phone was freaking out. Oh, I don't know if they've seen it yet.
Oh, sorry. Never mind.
I have seen it. I don't think Chris has yet.
Never mind.
But that's possibly Ray. He's just small somewhere.
Ray's dead.
Right.
Why is that a spoiler? You know he's coming back from...
Yeah, it's not a spoiler. That's a good point. He's in the other fucking show.
That's not a spoiler at all. Ray's coming back.
I'm excited for Constantine, guys. A good Brit superhero there. And I love the magic addition to the universe of Arrow, something I think it needed because you got the metas on Flash and now you got this magic. And magic's even greater because you don't have to explain it. You could just do whatever fucking crazy thing you want and be like, magic, that's why.
Yeah.
You should never have canceled that show.
No, it was really good. It was just on a bad night. Friday's
on the wrong network, first of all.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Wrong network, bad time.
It could have been a great... They should just put it on CW and have, like, a night of, like, Arrow, Flash, Constantine, or...
You kind of thought CW would take it, though.
Yeah. For a second, I thought Sci-Fi was going to grab it. It was optioned.
There were people trying to get it on.
I really think once we see Constantine on, they're going to write him in more episodes, because...
What if they write him into, like, Legends of Tomorrow?
Well, I think they should. Why not?
Yeah, he'd be a good addition to that.
Because I don't like anybody else on that fucking thing except for Katie Lotz. That's about it, right?
I mean,
who else is on there? Well, I don't like Captain Cold.
So
I think he sucks.
There was a story that was coming out.
Michael Schofield.
Oh, I love Michael Schofield.
Which one was Michael?
From Prison Break. Captain Cold.
He's the cheese of the show.
Yeah. He's good in that last episode. He was
a little over the top for me.
I think he's toning it back a little bit. He was a little over the top the first season. But Legend of Tomorrow, we're gonna see Hawkman. And then there was a thing that came out that Hawkgirl's in there, but Hawkman will also be in there.
Yeah.
And Connor Hawk, which
that they've been teasing that. That's Green Arrow's son, right?
Right.
Well, no, it is.
But then remember the baby? Remember Oliver runs into the baby mama on last season? Whatever happened to this fucking baby?
It's gotta be him.
This kid, it can be Connor Hawk.
How old is that kid then? He's like 5 years old.
That was in college.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think.
So maybe he's like 7?
He's not old enough to be fucking Connor Hawk.
He's not old enough to be
You know
Connor
what?
Hawk.
Time travel. Yeah. You fucking jump into the future. You pluck him out of there. This time travel Rip Hunter thing in this show is going to be crazy. That's how they're going to do sex machina everything. Just be like, just pluck him out of wherever he was.
Yeah. Time travel.
Is that not that's like the best device in a TV show ever.
It really is.
Time travel cures everything. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. It's like, we fucked up there. Time travel.
And it's so confusing that you don't even have to have a solid explanation for what happens. But your viewer's just like, okay.
Yeah, no, like if you think about the Terminator storyline, it'll make your head hurt. You're like,
Continuum did the same shit, dude. They split off into a whole other timeline. And then you're like, wait, but which one of those two of them, which one of these is here? Was that the other timeline? What the fuck is going on?
Did you ever see a film called Primer?
Oh, I love fucking Primer.
Yep. That's unreal. That, like,
you have to watch that movie 12 times to even figure out what the fuck is going on.
I've seen it a couple of times, like, and I still ain't got a clue what's going on.
Is that the one you got me to watch where it's like in a lockup? That was good. I like that.
And that movie starts with shit that happened at the end of the movie that you don't know is happening until you watch the movie like twice. And then on the third time, you're like, oh, fuck, that's what they were talking about at the end of the movie. It is a mind fuck of the movie. That Time Crimes is also great.
I was about to say that. Damn it. All right.
Sorry. Tell us about Time Crimes, Brooks.
I don't remember it.
Okay.
Do you even podcast?
Way to contribute.
Just going to say Time Crimes and let you fill in.
Time Crimes is great. It's Spanish subtitles, and it all takes place in a short moment where time just kind of loops on itself, and it's not what you think it is going in. It's a really good movie. Check it out if you like.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Saying it loops on itself puts a bad taste in my mouth because I just think of Looper.
Yeah, Looper is the other one that's kind of crazy.
Fuck that movie.
With the weird prosthetic on fucking JGL's face. That was
another one. I was like,
what's wrong with his face? I just kept staring at his face. Why is this...
Have you seen the trailer for his new one where he walks across the Twin Towers?
Oh, yeah. He plays the guy, Philip Petit or whatever. Yeah.
It's not the same thing. He's got some sort of weird prosthetic.
He looks weird in that trailer, yeah.
It's crazy. Why does he have to wear prosthetics? It's called acting, motherfucker. Just act like the guy. You don't have to look like him.
Yeah.
You don't?
No. Rugboy.
Unless you're doing a Nicolas Cage biography.
That movie looks really good, though. And I forget what it's called, but there's a documentary, Man on a Wire.
Oh, yeah.
It's biopic.
The Walk, isn't it?
The Walk.
Yeah, no, I know you're talking about.
Yeah, in the 70s, this guy, like, it's fucking nuts.
That is insane. I looked up his Wikipedia.
What a fucking psycho. Why would you do that? Why would you even think about doing that?
How did you get away with it?
You could get away with a lot back then.
Nobody
gave a shit. They're firing cables between the Twin Towers and nobody notices.
Yeah.
The size of that guy's balls.
Oh, shit, dude. He's got rug boy sized balls.
Wowie zowie! Those aren't that big.
Well, you got to get an attachment and then you switch it out with the bigger balls.
Yeah, I could get them. They're on order.
But they feel nice and smooth.
If there's anything else, do you have anything else on the Flash or Arrow, guys?
I think the only thing for me is I'm when they had last series, Arrow's. Like Chris says, and like you guys say, like Arrow was really weak. The Flash was absolutely amazing last series.
Yeah,
I'm glad they've kind of picked up that game for Arrow.
Yeah.
It's a plus sign for me.
It almost felt like they were putting all their eggs in Flash, and they were like, Arrow's okay.
Yeah,
it can hold on its own. It doesn't need as much
effort.
What worries
me when they keep making more shows, and they gotta shoehorn all this crap in now.
Well, that's the thing. When Arrow first came on, I wanted to hate it, and then it slowly won me over because I thought it was Batman light. I've said this a million times.
Yeah.
But then Daredevil came out, and I was like, oh, Arrow's not that good, like in comparison. I'm like just in the tone in like acting and like doing shit that you're not going to completely expect. That's not like everything is cliche. Like everything is like it has nothing to do with superhero cliches. It's all like TV show cliches.
Yeah, it's soap opera cliche. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But so, now I think Kev is going to disagree with me, but Daredevil ruined every other TV show like single-handedly. Like if you watch Daredevil, everything else is you just like, wow, this could be a lot better and it's not. Because
it, yeah, you're comparing everything to Daredevil now. Well, you're not, Kev.
You? Really?
He's still pissed off that he watched two episodes and hasn't seen Vincent D'Onofrio. Oh my God, no, where's Wilson Fisk?
Daredevil does look amazing, and I will sit down and I will watch it. It's just, it's so, like, that first episode was quite hard for me to watch. It just felt quite drawn out. I know that's what they're doing, they're building story, they're building characters, but I wanted Daredevil to come out the gate in the same way that The Flash did. You're saying that everybody's comparing Daredevil. I'm comparing everything kind of to The Flash. I want everything to be thrown at the wall and just keep fucking...
Dude, the first Daredevil opens with a guy in a black suit jumping around, kicking people. Like, you get his origin. They fucking put it out right there. You see a kid, you see an accident, you see him in the confessional, and then you see him kicking ass. And that's before the opening credits of the whole show. Like, I thought that was a brilliant way to start episode one.
And then it kind of stagnates.
Well, then at first, then it's a little...
It doesn't stagnate.
It does. It kind of it puts the brakes on, and it's like, right, let's do this. Let's introduce you to the chick from, was it True Blood?
True Blood, yeah.
She's annoying.
I like her. The only one I struggled with to start was Foggy, the first couple of episodes.
Foggy's annoying.
He annoyed me a little.
Kevin, I thought everything you thought. That's why you got to keep watching, because everything redeems itself. Everybody redeems itself, and you're like, wow, this is actually, it totally got me, you know?
Can't see her redeeming herself.
No, she does, dude. Oh my god!
Fuck up and watch it.
Yeah. Holy shit, she's got some demons.
It is. I mean, if he's already not liking the first couple, I don't know. I don't know if it'll ever win him over. Then,
but it's like watching half a movie or like the beginning of a movie.
I've done that plenty of times.
I don't know. I really think, and I know I've been saying this. I was like writing emails for months, like telling him to watch the rest of Daredevil because it's fucking awesome.
You have been. You've been knocking on my door for that one.
All right, you guys, we're gonna wrap this up. Give out our final plugs. Here's a little music. Hey, you guys, I can play your promo right now, or do you want to just live promo your podcast?
Oh.
Tell everyone where to find you and where you guys are.
On you going, Kev.
Oh, God, you always do this. we're on the internet, so just type us in and find us. Nah, you can find us on all your normal places. Yeah, any third-party smartphone app for podcasts. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher. I think we're still on Spreaker. I don't know. We're on loads of different networks, as Imran's mentioned a couple of times. We're on the Tangent Bound, which is just an awesome network. We're on Musings of the Geek, and we're on nerdly.co.uk, which is our British home.
And nice. Wicked Radio Network.
Yeah, we're on there as well.
And Geeky Antics Network Global.
But like I say, just get yourself on the Googles and just type in, or Bing, or Yahoo, or AOL, and just type in.
Jeeves? Is Ask Jeeves still around?
I don't know if Jeeves
is still around. Yeah, Alta Vista search? Yeah. Can we do Alta Vista?
I went into Google the other day and I typed my name in out of sheer curiosity.
Yeah.
And I think it was like third on the page was my Bebo profile. Remember Bebo?
Bebo? What the fuck is Bebo?
Remember Bebo?
No, I don't remember.
Was it like a Friendster?
It was like Facebook before Facebook.
Oh.
See, my Facebook before Facebook was Zanga.
What the fuck is Zanga? Zanga? Yeah. Jesus.
But you're too old.
I had Friendster.
interesting little side note to Bebo is that the guys that invented Blab also invented Bebo.
That's right. Oh. That's where it sounded familiar. And here's how Blab is able to do everything for free. They sold Bebo to AOL for like $800 million. AOL fucking tanked it, sat on it, did nothing. They bought it back for like a couple million dollars. Okay, so they have all this surplus, which is why they're able to, you can host all these videos and recordings on Blab for free. I was like, who's paying for all this fucking bandwidth?
He's smoking.
Hey, you guys, real quick, what's the best thing about being on all those networks? What's it done for you?
We're in touch with so many people. You know, the guys, you know, you've just joined them, Tangent Bound.
Yeah.
You know, They are a great bunch of lads on there. Yeah. Very helpful, very friendly. We are speaking to, you know, a few of them about doing some crossover episodes and what have you. So I think that's being part of the community. That's the best part of it.
It's like when I first started listening to you guys and I got Chris involved, like you were doing like the TV show roundup each week. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. But then the TV shows were coming to an end and I'm thinking, what the hell are these guys going to do now? You know? Yeah. And I've heard you guys mention that as well. And then all of a sudden you started bringing out this, like, I found it better content than the TV shows because you were getting really good interviews. Yeah. You're doing like, Spider-Man episodes. And I kept thinking, this is fantastic. And then the shows were coming back and I was like, holy shit, the shows are coming back, you know? We're going old school Jock and Nerd.
Well, we didn't know what we were going to do either. We still are not sure what's... I'm enjoying doing both shows. As far as evergreen content, you want those interview shows. But people are still going back and listening every month. Every one of our episodes are being played. So I'm like... Huh, people do want the comic book TV show reviews. I'm perplexed. We don't know what to do. We're just doing everything.
I love the fact, though, that you now do the TV stuff on Blab. Like, I just think that's a whole new medium that you guys are killing. You're just absolutely killing that.
Thanks, man. We're having fun. Rugboy, if it wasn't for Rugboy, nobody would give a fuck what we're saying on Blab. Really. He's the star. He's pulling in people from other webcam shows to come over. But I think this added a great element to those TV shows because that we had done those, and it would have been the same shit
again. It
would have
been the same thing,
but
now it's evolved a little bit.
Like, doing a live show is insane. It's nuts. It helps me in post-production because I don't cut anything. I just put the whole thing up because it's live, and it's helping me kind of...
It focuses you.
Yeah,
for sure.
And, like, there's less vocal crutches. It's tight. We talk... Like, in an hour, we talk about a bunch of shit, like, and it's a nice, tight hour. So...
And we have instant interaction with
people. You get feedback. Yeah. We're making friends. It's a great platform. So we're going to keep working the Blab, and you guys should check it out, too. You make a lot of friends. It's people are global. I know Chris is maybe hesitant. Chris, are you with the Blab? What do you think?
Tell him why you don't want to join Blab. Tell him why. Why you're hesitant.
Because you have to have a Twitter account.
There you go.
You do.
Oh, yeah. That's the dark side right there.
To the Twitter.
When you start that shit, it's all over, my friend.
Well, you could, that's a good point. You could just start up another, like, 365 Flicks, Chris.
Yeah, that's what
your
that's
own.
What,
yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Separate
see that.
It, you know?
Already is on Twitter, though.
What?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, have a main show account. Like, right.
As Imran said, you know, I'm the one that does all the work. He goes nowhere near Twitter, you know? Like, if he so much as sees a hashtag, he starts to vomit in his mouth.
Ah, crossed short lines, get away!
I was like that.
That is true.
Look, if Rugboy can understand the hashtag, I think anybody can understand
I think
hashtag.
I'd have to say I respect the shit out of Chris.
Right. So yeah. No, I agree.
He's a good guy.
Just use it for the Blab, dude. You don't even need to use it. It is tied to the Twitters. That
the
is
only thing is you guys have to be in separate locations, right? Because you need to both be on webcam, right?
Well, now we could, like, this shot we're running for this Skype, like, that could be us in one Blab window wanted to do it that way.
That's true.
I like the four heads, though.
I like the heads. The talking heads thing is fun.
It is pretty cool.
Everybody likes head.
Geek boner.
And then, of course, you get people like Mr. Do Right keeps dropping into yours. Like, Ricky Prime dropped in the other
day. Yeah, Ricky Prime's awesome.
That's phenomenal. I love all that.
Yeah, we don't
Chris is just an unsociable bastard.
But it's also true.
So, but the point that you make is interesting. It is a social platform, and the point is to be social, and I wish I had more time to jump on there. Rugboy is our ambassador on the Blab. He'll go on an impromptu, spread the word. He's going on other shows. Rugs, you've been killing it, and I can't thank you enough for doing
that. Hey, he won a Kermie, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did.
He won a Kermie, but best newcomer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get those digits yet?
No shit, he listed everything, dude.
Working on it. She favorited something of mine that I tweeted out that had nothing to do with her, so she's already watching me, dude.
Elisa Giordano will do whatever Rugboy asks her to do. I'm convinced.
I think someone said yesterday that she's like kind of like thinks I'm going to take over her show. Isn't that Crystal?
That was Crystal. Yeah. I think you should. I think you should just steamroll take over the show.
I think you should.
Well, I can't do a show every day. I just can't do it.
Rugsy and friends.
But Rugboy's better. Rugboy's better playing off people.
Yeah, he needs something to bounce off.
Yeah, I can't do this by myself. Yeah.
You could do a play on it, and you could be like the puppet presenter. Sorry, the felty presenter.
There you go.
And get human guests and.
Yeah. We're going to do it. We're Rugboy's all in. We're going to do an interview show with Rugboy. He's going to be a featured guest. It's going to be a straight interview, and we're going to find out a lot about
it. It should probably
be
episode 69.
And we will have clips.
Yeah!
It's going to be on Blab. We will have clips of Rugboy audio from 20 years ago, listener and everyone. It's going to be very exciting. Yeah. It's going to be Rugboy history.
The birth of an asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The birth of the slack hole.
That's a good title.
That's the name of the show.
Rugboy.
The birth of a slack hole.
Balls right off the tongue.
All right, gang. Well, as they said, this is the Tangent Bound Network's going to love this. We will cross promote this. We'll post it on their group page. We're both part of it. We're also, you can find us on Podcast PH, We Be Geeks, and A Place to Hang Your Cape. Thanks to all those sites for carrying the geekery.
Yes. And you can also email us at show@jockandnerd.com if you have any feedback. We have a speak pipe, as Imran would say.
I love how I make him yell now.
Speakpipe.com/jockandnerd. We're also on the Twitter, the Facebook, Clamor. So check us out on all those options. And also, we're on a bunch of podcast platforms that you should subscribe to.
Stitcher, iTunes, blah, blah, blah. Rugs, where can people find you?
Yes.
You can find me at Really Rug Boy on Twitter. And then you can get updates on when I'm going to be blabbing. And you can come see me and ask me some questions. And you can look at my epiglottis.
I thought it was your uvula.
I don't know what the fuck the difference is.
My spleen hurts. Oh, my pancreas.
Do you know the difference?
No, I have no idea.
Didn't you take anatomy?
I can draw them. I don't know what they do. As always, subscribe on iTunes. Visit jockandnerd.com/blab. You will see all our blab replays and our scheduled blabs. You can click and subscribe and join in. We open it up for the after show. We get to talk to people. And we'll be continuing to do our feature guest shows, as always. And Chris and Kevin, you guys, thank you so much, man. This happened. It's fucking phenomenal.
Early on,
this
when
has
I...
been so cool. That's really nice.
This is literally like 6 months in the making.
Yeah,
pretty much.
We could have had a child in the time.
When we first heard your feedback, though, it was really exciting that some people were listening to us and they were like into the same shit, and it really like got us charged up. So thanks a lot for sending those positive vibes.
Just keep killing it.
That's a good point. I really can't thank you guys enough, because it really was. They were the first time like people were talking back to us about our podcast and giving us feedback. Like, that's why you were like our first listeners. We were your first listeners. It's always going to be a special relationship.
Now, if you get a puppet, it's a female. You know what to do.
That's
geek moment.
Yeah, it's hot.
We'll have a little baby.
That'll be on the advert. Females only.
All right, guys, check the show notes for all the fun stuff we talked about. Jockandnerd.com. We're getting out of here. My name is Imran.
My name's Anthony.
He's the jock.
He's the nerd.
We'll hear you next time. Nice dance moves, Ruggs.
So you want to take like a 2-minute
break?
We're
going to take a little break. I'll leave this bit in the after show, special bonus behind the scenes. Listener, we're going to turn right around and go on these guys' show in Northumberland. Yes. Check out 365 Flicks Podcast. We'll be on their show. They're going to be on our show. It's a wild crossover.
It's called a crossover.
A crossover. Ruggs, what are you doing? You want to hang out? You guys want Rugboy on this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll stay on.
If he wants to, I mean, it's up to him.
Everyone, let's take a fucking...
Can I go get a beer?
Yeah. I got to pee, and I'm going to grab something, too.
It would be rude not to, Rugboy.
Yeah. That's their show. I think we all have to drink. I think that's part of it.
You do have to drink.
Yeah, right. I think I'm going to get a Magners.
Go fuck yourself with your water.
Goddamn jock.
Oh, shit.
All right, okay, we'll be right back. I got to pee.